This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
The most recognizable hymn in the world, all over the world, is a hymn written by John Newton. More people will recognize the lyrics and the music to Amazing Grace by John Newton than any other hymn. Even people who've never darkened the door of a church, people who've never heard of Christianity, have some familiarity with Amazing Grace, How Sweet the Sound. But it's John Newton that wrote another piece of writing that I don't know if it is a hymn. It may be, I just know that it's some of his writing, and I want to begin by sharing this writing by John Newton. Though troubles assail us and dangers affright, though friends should all fail us, all foes all unite, one thing secures us, whatever betide. This promise assures us, the Lord will provide. The birds without garner or storehouse are fed. From them let us learn to trust God for our bread. His saints, what is fitting, shall never be denied. So long as 'tis written, the Lord will provide. One of Satan's biggest deceptions in your life, listen carefully, you need to write this down, is to get you to believe that God will not provide for you. He doesn't care how much you believe in Jesus Christ as long as you don't believe the Lord will provide for your needs. He doesn't care how much of the Bible you read as long as you don't believe that God will actually provide for you. Today we're going to talk about the Lord's provision, our need, His provision. This is not a health and wealth message. This isn't a talk about come to Jesus and you'll get your Lexus or your Cadillac. This isn't believe in Jesus and all your financial dreams will come true. That's not what this message is about. It's about the provision of God for your life. That God is interested in your food, clothing, and shelter, the basic needs that Paul talks about in the book of Timothy. God's interested in those things for your life. And God does provide. And the passage we're going to study today to talk about that is probably the most familiar miracle in the New Testament, aside from the resurrection. It's the only miracle other than the resurrection that's recounted in all four Gospels. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John all record the miracle of the feeding of the 5,000. Rick Warren referred to it recently. Luke 9:10. When the apostles returned, they reported to Jesus what they had done. Then he took them with him and withdrew by themselves to a town called Bethsaida. But the crowds learned about it and followed him. He welcomed them and spoke to them about the kingdom of God, and he healed those who needed healing. Late in the afternoon, the 12 came to him and said, "Send the crowd away so they can go to the surrounding villages and countryside and find food and lodging, because we are in a remote place here." He replied, "You give them something to eat." They answered, "We only have 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish, unless we go and buy more food for all this crowd." About 5,000 men were there. But he said to his disciples, "Have them sit down in groups of about 50 each." The disciples did so, and everybody sat down. Taking the 5 loaves and the 2 fish, looking up to heaven, he gave thanks and broke them. Then he gave them to the disciples to set before the people. They all ate and were satisfied. And the disciples picked up 12 basketfuls of broken pieces that were left over.
Well, the message title this week is Our Needs, His Provision. God provides and is the provider of everything. Our website is crosshope.org. That's one word, crosshope.org. Be sure and look at visual stories on the left-hand side of our webpage. God bless you, and thanks for listening to Cross Hope.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.